Hey, this is Carlos Cavallo from datingadviceguru.com. Today we're going to talk about a touchy subject. I mean, literally, we're talking about a touchy subject, how to touch a guy. I'm going to give you 7 places that men like to be touched. You know, America has a reputation for being loud and proud, mostly loud. Do you know why this is? Even when people from other countries are actually considered to talk at about the same volume or even more. Well, it's because Americans have a weird relationship to touch. Basically, if we use touch in a more relaxed and familiar way when we speak with people, we wouldn't be considered as loud, right? Because that's the only thing they can reference is our speaking. Well, no matter where you live in the world, you should know that men experience something very unique when it comes to touch. Many women underestimate how much a guy likes to be touched. Now, if you've read my articles or viewed my videos, you probably know about something I call the men's desert of touch. You see, a man's life is largely vacant of meaningful touch. Guys can go their whole lives and get maybe, 10% of the touching that women get. Which is why a man seeks out a relationship. He's looking for a relationship just to get his recommended daily allowance of affection. Today, I'm going to review 7 important places a guy wants to be touched and how to do it. Okay, that's probably a more critical and important part of it. So if you really want to understand what makes a man go crazy with desire, pay attention to these hot zones on a man's body. And yes, they are all verified by me personally as being legit. I'm a guy. I know this stuff, all right? Where to touch him, 1, play Twilight. Yeah, just like a vampire, go for the neck. Our necks, and I don't mean biting, of course, our necks are a very vulnerable area for obvious reasons. If you want to awaken some erotic fire, just make it a point to target this area like this. First of all, breathe on his neck. Do this while you're talking to him and you'll see the reaction. Just find a reason to snuggle up close and tell him a secret. Taste the skin. And obviously when you're in a more intimate situation, right? Just a light flick of your tongue on the skin of his neck will get his attention. Oh, and teeth are legal. A slight bite on his neck, go easy here, okay, is another way to trigger a surge of love hormones. Just take his skin between your teeth gently and let the sensation drive him and you a little wild. Vampires aren't the only ones, after all, who can enjoy the pleasures of the neck. All right, where he wants to be touched, 2, fingers in the mane. You ever gotten a really good hair washing from your stylist? Mine used to massage my scalp when she washed my hair, and it was so enjoyable. I actually fib a little bit, and I tell her, you know what, I think there's more soap in my hair. Can you keep going a little bit? I used to do that just to get a little bit more of that attention and the sensation of fingers on my scalp. Stimulating the scalp directly or indirectly by pulling on hair is a good way to jumpstart some excitement. Just run your fingers through his hair, coming up from behind the neck. Weave your fingers in and out in there, you know, depending on how much he has, and use your fingertips to apply pressure to his head a little bit. If you add in a little bit of the undulating finger action, he's definitely going to remember your touch. Now, you can also stroke the outside of his hair, you know, the top. It's kind of like petting him, okay? It's a little bit weird like that, but you do it right and it will work. You see, most guys don't get weird about their hair. But if you know that he puts a lot of time into it, you may actually want to check in and get some permission first. Places to touch him, 3, the forbidden French. You remember when French kissing was a big deal, right? When you were a little kid? You're probably about 10 years old at the time when you heard about it. And it was the most taboo thing to do. Oh my God, I caught Jenny and Sam. They were French kissing, you know, touching tongues while kissing. Scandalous. But there's a reason we do this, and it has to do with, well, you guessed it, evolution. You see, besides the pleasurable part of this kind of intimate kissing, the reason it's always led to commingling tongues and not just lips is because your tongue can actually sense things about the other person's saliva. It's kind of like a personality and or chemistry kit. First of all, you sense whether or not that person's immune system is compatible with yours or not. Yes, you can do this. This is what happens when we kiss like this. It's actually an important step because if your immune systems are not genetically compatible, your children could have some challenges. This is one of the big problems that came up with arranged marriages. we have a natural way of choosing people that are going to be biologically a good match for us. Not only that, but psychologically. Hey, wouldn't you like to actually love the person you're going to marry? Well, anyway, now you understand that one. And if you've ever had a kiss with somebody and then just felt kind of turned off by them, chances are your mouths did the talking. Well, at least your saliva shut down this romance. Another reason is that lips on humans have been set up as a pleasure zone for this kind of activity, and it's further enhanced by dancing with the tongues. So you might want to do a bit of deep kissing early on in your relationship just to see if it's going to work out. It's nice to be able to trust your own biology to make the decision for you. All right, where to touch a guy? Number four, the secret sexy spot. There's a place a guy likes to be stimulated during sex that no woman can afford to ignore. This one requires a small amount of adventurousness on your part, but if you can pull it off, you can work yourself up to it, this pays off. The sacrum is an area of a man's body that he may not admit to liking, but it really is one of those spots that's a huge turn-on. Where is it, you ask? Well, let me tell you, you'll find it right at the base of the tailbone. Now, this works out to be about the middle of his butt, right? So just go down into the crack just a little bit, a couple of inches below where Mr. Butt Crack starts. Now, if you've heard of Kundalini, you may already know of this erotic zone. Kundalini is a Sanskrit term from ancient India, and it basically identifies the arising of an energy and consciousness which has been coiled at the base of the spine, the sacrum, since birth, and it's the source of the life force, or so those folks say. You'll want to massage the area to either side and around his tailbone without putting too much pressure on the bone itself. Just work the soft tissues around that area, and he'll find this to be a great source of energy and excitement. There are pressure points here as well, so be firm without overdoing it. Where he likes being touched, number five, sacred sexy spot. Since we're turning this into a tongue twister issue of dating advice, we had the secret sexy spot. Well, now we have the sacred sexy spot. I felt this one was absolutely necessary to point out. There's a place a guy likes to be stimulated during sex that no woman can afford to ignore, and it's the one I saved until last, well, almost last. It's called the perineum, and it's one of the sacred chakras, the root chakra, or energy source. It's also connected to a lot of other mystical energy channels in the body. So where do you find it? This zone is located between his anus and his testicles, and it's extremely sensitive, and it's a top erotic target. Once you know how your man likes this area stimulated, you can try a number of stimulation techniques, including gently pressing on it with your fingers or softly rubbing your fingertips over it. Some men actually enjoy a rolling motion of the flat part of one of your knuckles against this spot. Start slowly and notice his response. He might not have ever experienced these sensations with anyone else before, so it could be totally unique. Where he enjoys being touched, number six, the inner zone. Now, if you like having your legs stroked, I want to invite you to try the same with your man. The inner thighs is an awesome place to touch. First, because it's a very sensitive area of skin. Second, because it teases about you, you know, heading towards his Johnson. Simply stroke and touch this area of his legs from along the V-path of his groin down to his inner thighs. Just a warning though, this area is really sensitive, and as with all areas of a man's body, if it's done without the right level of pressure, you could wind up tickling him instead of turning him on. Just saying. All right, where he needs to feel your touch, number seven, FaceTime. There are a couple of zones on a man's face that deserve attention, and they're great to go after when you want to level up your romance a little bit. Let me give you a few of them. Number one, the third eye. This might sound like I'm talking about his little guy down there, but I'm not. The third eye is the chakra between his eyes, the energy center between your eyes, right in your forehead. Supposedly a mystical focus of energy. You can simply press your fingertip here for about a minute. One way is to press with your thumbs while you simply massage up there. Number two is the temples. Just a delicate fingertip massage here is all that's needed. Number three, his lower lip. As I mentioned with kissing, the lips are a very sensitive zone with a high concentration of nerve endings. So use it, work it. It's going to help you. Number four, the ears. Now you probably know that this one feels awesome. Just a nibble on the earlobe or a casual blow in his ear is enough to tingle him right up to blind desire. You can also rub the ears, as there's a lot of pressure point relief in that area from the top of the ear all the way down to the earlobes. Now, if you're delicate with your fingertips or you use the back of your fingers or hands to stroke his skin, you'll have no problems engaging him on this little FaceTime experiment. The truth is that most any place on a man's body can be turned into a hot zone of pleasure if you know how to do it. Now, what we covered here was 7 of the primary areas for you to focus on in this particular little podcast. But there's one zone that makes a man want you like nothing else, and that zone is being able to connect with him. Ultimately, the only place you really need to touch a guy is his heart. I know, it might sound corny, but it's actually true. Men are more guarded about being emotionally swept away. He's more defensive because he knows just how easily he can be drawn into love. The more we're guarded about something, the more we know we're vulnerable there. Okay? Not the opposite. So when you know how to connect with a man, you'll have unlimited access to his heart, his mind, and his soul. So I think you should go over and check out my presentation and discover how to connect with a guy. Discover the connection code and discover why some women are cookies and some are broccoli. Which are you? Go find out. Go on over to datingadviceguru.com/connection code. That's datingadviceguru.com/connection code. And find out the wicked secret. Are you a cookie or are you the broccoli? Oh, you want to find out? Well, go on over and find out. I'll be talking again soon. This is Carlos Cavallo from datingadviceguru.com. As always, live and love with passion.
DatingAdviceGuru.com, the Dating Advice Guru podcast, and YouTube content, and all content herein is copyright Morpheus Productions, LLC. Feel free to contact Carlos at www.datingadviceguru.com, on the forum, or click the Ask Carlos link on the site. We welcome your comments and questions.